Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Caracou, Pretty Martinique, those who are listening across the Caribbean and the world at large. Welcome to Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. It's always a pleasure and a joy to be with you, to share with you information coming out of the Ministry of Finance. Today, I will be speaking with Mr. Terence Victor, who is the Acting Chief Procurement Officer in the Ministry of Finance. And so we'll be talking a bit about procurement, what it is, the act, and trying to get clarity and implementation of that act. And I know many of you may not even know what procurement means within government itself, but he will be explaining that for us. Take a word, we come right back and we continue our discussion here with Mr. Terence Victor, Acting Chief Procurement Officer.
Come with your dream to the Grenada Development Bank, and we will find a way to finance it. Whether you want to start a business or refinance an existing project, whether you want a mortgage for house or land, or a loan for a vehicle, or your educational advancement, we have a special to finance your energy conservation overhaul for your home or office. They all come with the lowest interest rates. At the GDB, the People of Grenada Bank, we encourage ideas and we finance dreams. Come into us because the future is yours. The Grenada Development Bank. Empower, transform.
Welcome back. I am Stanford Simon. With me in the studio from the Ministry of Finance is Mr. Terence Victor, Acting Chief Procurement Officer. Welcome to Inside Finance, Mr. Terence.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Simon. It is quite a pleasure to be here on your program, educating the people and the public of Grenada on matters that affect us, in this case, public procurement.
Right. It's the first time you are here with me.
Yes, that's true. First time in studio, but I have listened to your program on a number of occasions.
Question, how long have you been within the Ministry of Finance?
I've been within the Ministry of Finance for the past 7 years, since 2010 I came in.
2010, and you've been working within government for how long?
Oh, quite a while.
Quite a while.
Quite a long time. Over 15 years.
Over 15 years. Oh, you. Come on, you're so many things, man. Well, it's good that you could come and talk to us. For many, including myself, you know what the word procurement mean, but within government we have something different. What exactly does public procurement means?
Well, it simply means the purchasing of goods, works, and services by government. And that is something that government has been doing from day one, right? For its own uses, government must, almost on a daily basis, have to purchase goods, like items, like whether it is vehicles, stationery, furniture, works, meaning construction works, and services, consultancy services. But the term public procurement might be relatively new to us. While the activity does not change, it's same purchasing, but public procurement is a more methodical way, a more organized approach in government attaining what we call value for money in its purchasing, something that were not really there before. So public procurement is really the purchasing by government with the objective, the aim, to achieve maximum value for money in the purchase.
So let me give an example. Government wants to purchase paper for its ministries. Or you have four different ministries, they all need paper.
Right.
What happens?
Right. In the past, government would, each ministry, each of these ministries would go to a local supplier and do a purchase order, get an invoice, process the payment through the Ministry of Finance. Each check has been written for the five different suppliers, and you have a redundancy of costs and administrative work being done there. Now, what public procurement aims to do is to consolidate that purchasing into one, so that rather than having to go to each and every little supplier, you can have an agreement, a framework agreement with a number of suppliers, the same number of suppliers, but on a contractual basis that they can supply government as the case when needed with the same paper. So you save costs because you would be purchasing early, you would be purchasing in large quantities, so you could be able to get discounts. You would save time, and you would save a lot of the administrative work involved, thus making government save significant amount of money.
This is consolidating but making government more efficient and effective, that you negotiate on behalf of government when purchasing things that government need.
Yes, that's true. In purchasing these items in large quantities, you can negotiate for better prices, you can negotiate for delivery arrangements, and even on the other items, the disposal of the item, you can have negotiations with those areas where government can gain some advantage in the whole transaction.
Mm. Now, the word public procurement, as you mentioned earlier, may be new to Grenada. What is the Public Procurement Act, and what does it mean for Grenadians? Because this is new to us, and this is the new act being put in place for us. Explain to us what it means.
Yes, the Public Procurement and Disposal of Public Property Act was passed in 2014. It is one of the acts that one of a few acts that government have passed in recent years to bring government to account, similar to the FRL, the Financial Responsibility Act, which has passed recently also. So it is one of those that makes government more accountable, saving on the cost of purchasing, and with the whole idea of making more money available in other areas that were not available before. So with this act now, it would prescribe the manner in which government would conduct its purchases, so that you don't really focus on the lowest cost, but rather on quality and the best value for your money, so that at the end of the day, we can save significant of money that can be redistributed in other areas, whether it is education, healthcare, and so forth.
So this gives guidance to you, who is in charge of this department? Or
yes, but I am only one cog in the wheel, right? Mm. The Act sets up different institutions to ensure that the process is conducted in a fair and transparent manner, right? We can go through some of the key areas of the Act.
Right, well, we will do that in a minute. But so who is the person ultimately responsible in that department? Who called the shots then? Who say yes or no?
Well, it is not one single person. It is an institution called the Public Procurement Board. That is the body that is responsible for the conducting of the Act. It is responsible for the governing, supervision, and the monitoring of the whole activity of ministries and departments conducting public procurement.
So who is the chair?
The chair is chaired by the Permanent Secretary. By law, it is chaired by the Permanent Secretary, Ministry of Finance.
Okay, so the person who is now the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Finance, which is
right.
Sandy.
Dr. Sandiford.
Dr. Sandiford.
No, that's right.
He now is responsible as a chair.
Right. And just to say that Public Procurement Board, by virtue of the Act, replaces what we used to have, what we used to call the Central Tenders Board.
Oh, it replaces the Central Tenders Board.
That's correct.
So when government sent out something to cost or to tender,
yes,
it no longer goes to the Tenders Board.
No.
It goes to the Public Procurement.
Once it is above a certain threshold, it goes. It is the responsibility of the board to undertake and to manage the process from the time you send out the notices until the award of contract.
Okay, so now, what are some of the key elements of this Procurement Act? What really guides you and your counterparts?
Right. So there is the Public Procurement and Disposal of Property Act, right? That is our main piece of legislation. And that act, it sets up some other institutions. As I just mentioned, the Procurement Board is one of the institutions, mm-hmm. right? Another one is the Review Commission. That is a body that is responsible to undertake or to handle any sort of a disputes that may arise in the procurement process. You know, there are suppliers out there, if they feel that they have been treated unfairly or if they feel something is not too correct, they can go to, well, the access of the procedures, they can first go to the procuring entity and lodge their complaint. And if they're not satisfied at that level, they can take it to a review commission appointed by the Act. And still, if they're not satisfied at the level of the review commission, the Act says that you can take the board or the government to the High Court.
So are they going after corruption within the government, within tendering and so forth? It is that what they're trying to safeguard against, people making deals with each other?
Well, implicit in the Act is to reduce the occurrence of corruption, mm-hmm. right? While it may not be stated, but the whole idea is to reduce any sort of irregularity or any sort of unfairness that may used to happen to prevent that from happening today.
So we have the board, we have the commission, which you can go to. What are the others?
Well, each ministry department has set up a procuring entity. So at that level,
Each ministry.
And not just each ministry, the Act governs all public entities. So we're not talking about just the ministry and departments. We're also speaking of the state entities.
The state, like GDB board.
The board, the authorities, yes, the statutory bodies.
The statutory bodies. Oh, right. Okay. So let me ask this question.
State-owned entities.
So let me raise this question. So GDB at the moment does its own ordering and buying of stuff. Is it that you're saying that we now have to come through the procurement board to get things, or there is something there for us to leave us out of it?
According to the Act, once you are making a single purchase that is above $15,000, you have to follow the guidelines of the Act. If it is above $1 million, it goes to the board. The board would manage a process. The board will give no objection to there has to be an evaluation committee that would sit and look at the bids that have been received, and the evaluation committee would make a selection. The board would have to give no objection to the selection, and further, no objection to the award of the contract.
So you mean that if we're doing a new building or we're purchasing a building?
Oh, yes.
It means we have to now go through this new entity?
If you're building, construction, however, yes. The Act says that real property, real estate, buildings and land is exempted. So that is being handled by maybe another set of legislation, but okay. Not under public procurement.
Okay. Yeah. All right. If I want to purchase paper or so forth, GDB want to purchase those, is it within, or I have to come to?
Well, very unlikely, because as I said, it is above 15,000. Unless you're going to purchase paper in the amount of that would be above 15,000, you may require to come to follow the procurement guidelines and come to the board.
So what if a state-owned body is purchasing, let's say, a printer that costs 30,000?
A printer that would cost 30,000?
Yes.
How do they select that supplier of the printer? Yes, we would have to have some supervision or
input
into how you make that selection, because how do you arrive at your supplier? Have you just blindly select him, or is there a connection between you and that supplier, or is the process being fair? So the idea is to that fairness and competition and value for money. If we want to input all those things, we have to go through the prescribed set of procedures that the Act has laid down.
Well, I would want to encourage the commission, well, the the board, the procurement board, to educate us, because I mean, I'm talking to you now and I'm learning this as I talk to you, like everyone else, because I'm sure the other boards across the country are not clear on this and do not know that. So I think there need to be some education on this.
But that is exactly why I'm here, Pastor. It is early stages of public awareness. But we have started mainly with our own, that is the ministries. We have visited the major ministries like the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Agriculture, Health. These are the big buyers, the police. We have had discussions with them. We have had training sessions with them. And we intend to go further to the statutory and all the other government public entities out there.
So the statutory board should be on the notice that you are coming to them to educate them on this new act and the rules that now need to follow.
Certainly. And in fact, we have been invited by a few of them to come and, and have a presentation, come and have a session with them so that they can be acquainted with the requirements of the act.
Well,
this is very serious, Pastor.
Well, I'm realizing that it's very serious. So I'm saying to you, I would have to talk to my board and be sure to invite you to come and educate us, because I don't know. I'm sure my board members do not know about that. And as the chairman of GDB Bank, I would want us to be knowledgeable about this. Now, how is the implementation of the act going thus far?
Yes. Formal implementation of the Act started in 2016, because the Act was passed in 2014. The regulations that goes along with the Act was passed in 2015. So the setting up of the institutions appointed by the Governor General and so forth, setting up of the procurement unit in the Ministry of Finance headed by a Chief Procurement Officer, all that began in 2016. So we are at the stage where we are doing a lot of publication and public awareness, of letting the key stakeholders be aware of the Act and the requirements of the Act, right? We are dealing with the main major ministries such as Education, Agriculture, Health, even our own Ministry of Finance have to be trained in setting up the procuring units, setting up the tender committees and so forth, so that they can properly follow the requirements of the Act.
This, I think, is important in terms of regulation, putting together what government want to do, as you rightly said early on, saving money. How will the small businessman be affected by this Procurement Act? Because now there are people who used to purchase directly from some of the small businesses and so forth. If the small man had just have a few things, he didn't have much, the bigger companies could sell in bulk and cheaper. How will the small businesses be affected by this act?
While the act promotes competition and fairness, and the act also recognizes that the playing field is not level. So there are built-in sections in the act that takes care of the small businessman, especially for construction works, right? You know, the small contractor, he cannot compete with the really... with the really big guys, especially if he's in from a little rural community.
Right.
There is one section in the Act that has something called community procurement, which really says that if government has to do some construction work in a particular community and there are persons there who can provide work, then they should be allowed to partake without any outsiders coming in and partake. So there are other areas that the Act and the regulations give what you call some policy space for government to have policies on certain things that can be implemented in the Act.
Mm. So really, the Act put in place mechanism to help guide government, at the same time save money, put out corruption, or lessen the possibility of corruption,
right. But
put you in a position to be able to make better decision for government in procuring things that government need.
Certainly, value for money, right? In the past, it used to be mainly based on what is cheapest, the lowest cost. Nowadays, we have to look at a number of different criteria other than cost. We have to look at quality. We have to look at sustainability, durability, right? We have to look at, nowadays, the reputation of the supplier, right? Is he owing government taxes? Why should he get a contract for government for X amount and yet for all he's owing government such amount? So all those things would have to be looked at, things that were not, these were not done before. But now the Act says that if these things are not there in place, then he cannot get the contract. So the suppliers, the contractors have a responsibility now also to step up on the game, right? Make sure that they are competitive, make sure that they are compliant with their tax obligations, and make sure that they have good reputation also in the work they do. Because you have to provide references also.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
So these are some of the things that guides us as government, as government servants, as public servants, in making sure that government gets its value for money when it spends money. Government no longer has money to be wasted.
So, Mr. Terrence, you are saying that whereas each ministry used to order things on their own, they now have to send it through a central body to get?
No, Pastor. Not for everything.
Not for everything.
There are certain things that in our analysis, they said the procurement unit at the Ministry of Finance would have to conduct an analysis of government expenditure and come up with some of the items that are being used by all ministries. Paper is an easy one.
Okay.
Right? But not for every bit of thing.
Okay. Right? So there are certain things now that the procurement officers would sit down and look at the ministries and see what are the big items
that all
the ministries are using. And you then would put out that for tender.
That's right.
To be able to get a better cost,
value for money.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's right.
That makes a lot. So less wastage.
Less wastage, of course. Less wastage. More money that can be redistributed to other areas, right? Better management. More accountability, right? Fairness for all. Everyone gets a fair chance to participate. No behind-the-scene deals, right?
Yeah, no backhand deals.
Exactly.
No backroom deals.
Right? That's right.
Okay. Hopefully.
Well, once we follow the Act, right? Yeah. And there are implications for not following the Act.
All right.
Right?
Yes? Okay. So, person be held responsible and accountable.
That's right.
If they do not follow the Act.
They can be.
Okay. So, who is responsible for making sure this is implemented?
The board. Primarily, the board is responsible for the Act being implemented.
Which now is led by Dr. Sandy, who is the Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So none of the government ministers are not on this board?
No, certainly not. No, this
certainly not.
No.
You all make sure that them do so. They are not part of this.
They are not. The members of the board are stipulated by the Act.
Right.
It's in the schedule of the Act, and it would be good if you have a copy. And
right.
And the public gets a copy to read.
Well, I need to get one. It's important.
Should.
So now that they cannot sit on a board and influence, but they could influence the members of the board. They could talk to them before.
Well, we have a small society, and you know things can happen. But at least we have an Act that has been passed by Parliament and implemented that shows
agreed.
Us how we are to do things.
No, agreed. No, I'm really appreciative. I'm really, really appreciative of your coming and sit and talk with us here, Mr. Terrence Victor, who is the Acting Chief Procurement Officer within the Ministry of Finance. This has been implemented 2014, you said?
The Act has been passed in 2014.
You are now beginning
implementation started.
The implementation started when?
In 2016.
In 2016.
Yeah, so we are still in the process
of implementing.
So you may get away with one or two things now, but in soon time, we will
within a year or two.
Yes, certainly.
It should be fully up and running.
That's right.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your talking with us and sharing. And it's your first visit here. I hope it will not be the last. I'm looking forward to you coming again to talk to us about what is happening in the procurement department.
It's quite an honor to be here, Pastor, and I am, once I'm available, I'll be prepared to come anytime at your request.
All right, great. Well, folks, you've been listening there to Mr. Terrence Victor, who is the Acting Chief Procurement Officer within the Ministry of Finance. Me talking to us about a new act that has been passed in 2014, started to be implemented in 2016, and just be reminded that all of the boards that we have, that the government have, and the bodies that represent government, GDB, and all the, you have state-owned Port Authority,
Airport National Stadium,
National Lottery, NIS, all of those. Well, folks, if you're part of these boards, look out. They're coming to educate us and to keep us going. But I think it's a good thing, and I want to thank all of you for listening, and thank Mr. Terrence Victor for sharing with us here today. I wish you well. Go to the website sgbcgrenada.com. This program is also uploaded on the Ministry of Finance website. I am Stanford Simon. Thank you for being with me. I wish you a very blessed, enjoyable day. Look out to join us next week for another program of Inside Finance.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.